And now we go to the fifth inning.
Ernie Banks,
who has homered and doubled, driven in two runs and scored two runs, will lead off for the National League against Jim Coates of the New York Yankees. The big right-hander is into the windup. Here's the first pitch to Banks, and he takes it for a strike. Joe Adkins will follow, and then Bill Mazeroski will be up. Jim Coates into the motion. Here's the pitch. Banks goes after it, fouls it back. No balls, two strikes. Ernie has tremendous wrist. Really works that bat handle over as he waits at the plate. Here's the windup, the 0-2 delivery, and it's up high for a ball, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Nobody on or out in the top of the fifth inning. The National League is leading 5-0. Coates throws. Banks takes high. Ball two. 2-2. Yogi Berra gives a sign. Here's the windup by Jim Coates, and the pitch. Banks swings, fouls it back behind the plate. Berra off of the mask, is back chasing it near the screen. He's under the ball. He makes the catch, and Banks goes down for the first time in the game. Banks fouls out to Berra. Here's Joe Adcock.
Joe Adcock of the Braves.
Joe flied to right in the first and singled in the third. The American League has finally retired Banks. Now they'll have to work on Willie Mays, who's 3-for-3 in the game. Coach to the windup. Here's the pitch to Adcock. He swings. There's a line drive into right center field. Way back. It may go to the wall. It bounces off the fence. Here's Adcock digging for second. Mantle makes his throw in, and it's a double. Joe Adcock, the big Milwaukee Brave first baseman, has just doubled to the right center field wall about 400 feet away. And now Adcock will come out of the ballgame. He will be replaced by Bill White of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Bill White of St. Louis.
That was the sixth extra base hit for the National League. Here's Bill Mazeroski, who drove in a run with a base hit in the third. He's 1-for-2. There's the stretch by Jim Coates, and here's the pitch. It's inside for ball one, and it hit him. Just grazed his elbow as Mazeroski appealed to the umpire, Jim Honacek, and the play dump said, yep, it hit him. So the National League has runners at first and second. From the Milwaukee Braves, Del Crandall. He's had a homer and a single. National League run is at first and second with one out in the top of the fifth. Coates to the stretch, and here's the pitch. There's a ground ball hit down the third baseline. Fielder by Malzone. He steps on third for one, throws to first, and gets the play. A fielding gem by Frank Malzone to retire the side of the top of the fifth inning. They forced White at third and doubled up Crandall at first. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And so at the middle of the fifth inning, the score, the National League 5 and the American League nothing.
Contact the team operator.
Well, Louis Aparicio of the Chicago White Sox, a member of the All-Star team this year, is sharp on the field or off the field. At last count, his wardrobe included 40 suits and 20 pairs of shoes. No wonder, then, that Louis' razor is a Gillette adjustable. Here's what he says about it. My face feels better, and I think it looks better, when I shave with a Gillette Super Blue Blade and my Gillette adjustable. The Gillette adjustable lets you choose the edge exposure and angle that's right for you. At the turn of a dial, you select one of nine different settings. You simply match the blade edge to suit your particular combination of skin and beard. That spells comfort in any man's language. Take this amazing razor, put a Gillette Super Blue Blade in it, and you get shaving luxury never before equaled. The secret of the amazing performance of this blade is in the radically new processed edges. And Gillette Super Blue Blades are double-edged for double life, double economy. Just 69 cents for 10 blades in a handy dispenser.
Pig is going to move behind home plate. Nestor Shylock of the American League goes to first base. Tom Gorman of the National League will go to second base. And Jim Hodgick of the American League will work at third. We have a new first baseman, Bill White of the St. Louis Cardinals, is at first base now for the National League and went in to run for Adcock in the top half of this inning. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Get the real Connell deal before you buy a new Chevrolet. Let's try it the other way. Before you buy a new Chevrolet, get the real Connell deal. Just think, in 41 years, Ray O'Connell has sold over 75,000 automobiles. Ray O'Connell, 4600 block West Madison Street. Get the Ray O'Connell deal. WMAQ, AM and FM, Chicago. Push-button Sprayway Glass Cleaner cleans windows, mirrors, windshields instantly. Get Sprayway Glass Cleaner.
We're waiting for a couple of the umpires to come out. They're down here in the dugout. Bogus getting his chest protector on. And we have a pinch batter leading off here in the bottom of the fifth inning for the American League. Outfielder Al Smith of the Chicago White Sox will hit for the pitcher Jim Coates of the Yankees. Gary Bell of the Cleveland Indians continue to loosen up in the center field bullpen for the American League. The National League leading here by a score of 5-0 at the midway point in this 28th All-Star game. This scoreboard here at Municipal Stadium, way out there in right center field, was formerly used in Braves Field at Boston and was acquired by the late Arnold Johnson when this park was rebuilt for the 1955 season. Now we're all set. Hanacek of the American League comes out of the dugout here at first base and moves down to the third base umpiring position, and Dusty Bogus of the National League is now behind the plate. Here's Al Smith of the Chicago White Sox, batting 321 for Al Lopez's, defending American League champions. 8 home runs, 44 runs driven in. Young Mike McCormick winding. First pitch in the bottom of the fifth. Swung on, hit deep to center. Here's Mays going back to the wall. He's going to make the catch. There's one out. Smith hit the first pitch in the bottom of the fifth. A long drive toward right center field. And Mays covered the gap in a hurry and caught that ball. There's one away. Now Minoso. Minnie has popped up to Mays and bounced to Ernie Banks at shortstop. Of the 11 National League hits, 6 have been for extra bases, 2 of them out of the ballpark. Banks and Crandall. Here's the pitch to Minnie, high and inside of all. The Cuban Comet, a lifetime batting average, 306. One out and nobody on. We're in the bottom of the fifth, the American League batting, trailing 5-0. McCormick winding, and the pitch. A slow curve popped up out into short. Banks moving back on the grass, right behind his shortstop position, under the ball, and he grabs it for the second out of the inning. So Minoso pops up. He hit that ball a mile in the air, and it was caught by Ernie Banks. Here's Frank Malzone of the Red Sox. He's been safe on an error by Matthews and flied to Mays in center field. Two out, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth inning at Municipal Stadium, Kansas City. Malzone, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch by McCormick. Curveball, got the outside corner, a strike. Tony Cuccinello of the White Sox, coaching the third, Don Guthridge at first. Wind up by McCormick, big left-hander throws a curve blowing inside. The count is even, ball one and strike one. Crandall of the Braves behind the plate, flashing the sign. The wind up by McCormick, working rapidly in the heat. There's a swing and a long drive to center field. Here's Mays going back. Turns around, waits for the ball, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Well hit, but to straightaway center field. And it's 3 up and 3 down in the fifth inning for the American League. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. And so at the end of the fifth inning, the score is the National League 5, the American League nothing. Gillette has been asked to bring you the following message as a public service. Safety on the highway is everybody's problem. And it has been proved that where traffic laws are enforced, deaths go down. So let's get behind our law enforcement organizations and safety councils. Let's stop the carnage on the road that takes a life every 14 minutes or injures a person every 23 seconds. Those are the figures. Last year, 37,800 people died in traffic accidents, and over 1,400,000 suffered disabling injuries. Summertime is a wonderful time for driving, so let's enjoy it. This year, drive more carefully, walk more carefully, slow down just a little, and live. Gary Bell of the Cleveland Indians is coming on to become the fourth American League pitcher in this ball game. Right-hander has won 7 and lost 7 for the Indians, with an earned run average of 3.27. So Jim Coates of the Yankees worked 2 innings out here. He allowed no runs, 2 hits. He hit a batter. And now Gary Bell from San Antonio, Texas. 6'1", 195-pound right-hander who's 23 years old. In the sixth inning, McCormick, the pitcher, is due up. He hasn't come out of the dugout yet. Here he comes up the steps down here at the third base dugout. He's going over to the water cooler for a moment. Walter Alston of the Los Angeles Dodgers now trotting out to
now pitching for the American League.
Check the changes with the plate umpire Dusty Bogus. Mon Boqueta, the Red Sox, started this ball game for the American League, and in 2 innings he allowed 4 runs. Chuck Estrada of Baltimore worked 1 inning, allowed 1 run. Coates worked 2 scoreless innings, and now it's Gary Bell. Elston Howard of the Yankees is the new catcher. Al Kaline of Detroit is in center field, and Harvey Keene of Cleveland is in right field, replacing Maris. Nelson Fox of the White Sox replaces Reynolds at second base. Louis Aparicio of the White Sox is at short. Brooks Robinson of Baltimore at third. Here's the pitch to McCormick from Bell. It's high and outside, ball one.
Aparicio at short. At second base, also from Chicago, number 2, Nelson Fox.
1-0 the count on McCormick, leading off in the sixth. Gary Bell has the sign from Howard. He's into the windup, and here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Mike, going all the way around.
Brooks Robinson at third.
So Lopez has made quite a few changes here in the American League. Here's the pitch, bunted off to the left. The pitcher off the mound has it. Bell goes to scouring at first base for the out. McCormick trying to bunt is thrown out from the pitcher to the first baseman. One out, and that's going to bring up the center fielder, Willie Mays, who's had a single, a double, and a triple in this ball game. What an afternoon. He's as hot as this Kansas City weather in the upper 90s.
Willie Mays.
Jim Lemon of Washington is out left field replacing Minoso. Here's the pitch to Mays. Curveball, it's outside, ball one. One out, nobody on. Sixth inning. National League at bat, leading 5-0. The windup by Gary Bell. Pitch to Mays. That's a ball that's outside. Ball two. Elston Howard takes that ball in his glove, walks with it out in front of home plate, fires it back out to Bell. The National League got started with 3 runs in the first inning on a triple by Mays, a single by Skinner, and a home run by Banks, and they've led ever since. Crandall homered in the second. They picked up another run in the third. The windup, 2-0 to Mays on the way. Swing and a miss, he went all the way around. Man, did he have a cut. 2 balls and 1 strike on Willie. With one out here in the top half of the sixth inning. On deck, Bob Skinner of the Pirates, down here in the on-deck circle to the left. Bell into the windup. The 2-1 pitch to Mays. Swinging a long drive into right field. Back goes Keene. He's at the wall. He's going to leap up. He caught it. Keene leaped and caught that ball at the right field wall, just to the right of the 387 sign, as Mays almost had a home run. That ball was really hit. The deep right field, the opposite field for Willie, a right-handed batter. And Keene, leaping at the last incident, caught that ball for the second out in the inning. Here's Skinner with 1-for-3 and a run batted in. He singled in the first. He's also struck out, and he's been thrown out by the pitcher on a hot smash right back to the mound. Here's the pitch. Skinner takes a low curveball over the plate, but below his knees, ball one. Two out, nobody on, sixth inning. National League at bat, leading 5-0. Lemon in left, Kaline in center, and Keenan right. 1-0 to Big Skinner. Swinging a high pop-up off here to the right. Elston Howard tears the mask off under the ball here below our booth, and he grabs it to retire the side. Skinner fouls out to Elston Howard, so the National League in the sixth inning is retired 1-2-3. The first time this afternoon that they've gone down with nothing across. No runs, no hits, and nobody left on base. And so, at the middle of the sixth inning, the score is the National League 5, the American League nothing. Well, you look at some of these outfielders out here, fellas like Hank Aaron and the rest of them. Boy, you talk about throwing arms, and you have to mention Rocky Colavito. Some say this Gillette man's arm is the strongest in baseball. A Gillette man? He sure is. Rocky's choice is the Gillette Adjustable Razor. This is the razor that lets you pick the degree of edge exposure and angle to suit your personal combination of skin and beard. A micrometer dial on the handle gives you complete control. Dial one way, you get more blade exposure. Dial the other way, you get less. You have 9 choices of setting. One is just right for you. For the price of the razor, you also get to try the Gillette Super Blue Blade. Your beard disappears almost like magic when you have a Super Blue Blade in your Gillette. The reason is a radically new kind of blade edge developed by Gillette and found only on Gillette. You should try it. A dispenser of 10 for only 69 cents. Or, as I mentioned, a supply with your new Gillette adjustable razor for only $1.95.
Harvey Keene, the batter.
Here's Harvey Keene of the Indians leading off in the bottom of the sixth inning for the American League. We have Orlando Cepeda of the Giants in left now. Veda Pinson of Cincinnati in center. A high pop-up out behind second. Mazeroski out. Aaron in. Mazeroski calls, and Aaron did not catch the ball. He trapped it the third of second, and the runner is out. Keene hit a high pop-up into right field. Mazeroski, the second baseman, went out on the grass in short right field. And Aaron, at the last moment, lunged and tried to make a shoestring catch. It's a base hit for Harvey Keene, and he's thrown out from the right fielder, Hank Aaron, to the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Trying to stretch that little pop fly single into two bases. That's only the second hit by the American League, number one off McCormick. Here's Kaline now, the Detroit Tigers, taking a strike right around the belt. Kaline looks at a ball. It's even up now. Ball one and strike one. Mantle, who opened the game in center field, walked twice today. This is Kaline's first at bat. Here's the pitch. A curve low and inside. Al Kaline in his sixth All-Star game. Right-handed batter waiting. Here's McCormick's 2-1 pitch. Swinging a chop foul on the ground off here to the left. Trickles over toward the National League dugout on the third base side. And the count is even on Al. Ball two and strike two. Scouring in the on-deck circle right down here below us. National League 5, American League nothing, the bottom of the sixth. McCormick, the second pitcher used by the Nationals. Pitch swung on. Ground ball to Matthews, the third. Bobbles it. Picks it up. He's going to have to hurry. The throw! Safe. He beat it out. Kaline hit a smash on the ground to Matthews. He had trouble finding the handle on the ball. Finally recovered and threw to White. Too late. And let's see if they give him a hit or charge Matthews with another error. Kaline on first. It's an error on Matthews. His second one today. Kaline on first base with one out. Here's Scourin. Struck out twice so far. Curveball lined right field. Here's Aaron running hard. Digging. Can't get to the ball. Lands in front of him for a hit. Kaline rounding second, goes to third standing. A base hit to right field by Moose Gowron, the third American League hit. And now the American League All-Stars have runners on first and third with one man out. Brings up Elston Howard, the catcher. Bob Buell starting to loosen up along with Roy Face of the Pirates in the National League bullpen out here in left field. Elston Howard, right-handed batter. Second hit off McCormick, third American League hit. Howard takes a pitch to third, blocked nicely by Del Crandall. Ball one. Kaline on third, Scourin on first, and one man out. The stretch by McCormick, and the 1-0 pitch. In the dirt again. Ball two, no strikes on Howard. The Spella batting 255 for the Yankees this year with five homers and 26 RBIs. Bob Friend started the ball game for the National League, worked three innings, allowed no runs, one hit. 2-0 to Howard. Swinging a fastball, and he slams one back on the screen. Two balls and one strike. Matthews at third, Banks at short, Mazeroski at second, and Bill White at first. Cepeda out in left field. Pinson in center. Aaron in right. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a sharp breaking curve. And the count is even now. Two balls, two strikes. Elston Howard. American League fans talking it up. Runners on first and third. One out. The bottom of the sixth. The stretch by McCormick. The giant left-hander fires. A ball. It's inside. It almost hit him in the arm. Ball three and strike two. This actually is the best threat that the American League has put on today. Kaline safe on an error by Matthews. Clark on third. Moose Gowron, who singled, is on first base. There is one man out. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Ball four. The bags are loaded. He walked Howard to load him up. It moves Gowron to second. Kaline remains on third. Elston Howard is on first base. And the batter now is Nellie Fox of the Chicago White Sox. Last year's most valuable player in the American League. That is the third walk that Mike McCormick has given. And he's in a bit of a jam here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Time called as Hank Aaron moves in to get a set of sunglasses from Bill Mazeroski, the second baseman. Nellie Fox. 263 batting average for Lopez's White Sox. No home runs, but 34 RBIs. The Mighty Mike, with a big chew of tobacco in his cheek, left-handed swinger. Base is loaded with one man out here in the bottom of the sixth. McCormick winding the pitch to Fox. A swing and a line drive into left field for a base hit. It'll score one, and the bases remain loaded. A single to left field. Now it's 5-1. Fox hit the first pitch, a shot into left field. Driving in, Kaline from third. Run number one. Hit number three off McCormick. The fourth hit by the American League. And Walter Alston, the skipper of the National League All-Stars, is making a trip to the mound now. He has Buell from Milwaukee and face of the Pirates throwing out here in the left field bullpen. Nellie Fox lining a single into left field. And the bases remain loaded. Alston is out here. He's talking with Crandall, the catcher, and McCormick, the pitcher. He has not indicated yet that he's going to make a pitching change. This is McCormick's third inning in relief of Bob Friend. And here in the bottom of the sixth, it all started with a pop fly hit to the right field by Keene, and he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. But then Kaline hit a hot smash to Matthews that handcuffed him for an error. Scourin singled to right field. Howard to load him up, and Fox drove in a run, and they're still loaded. And little Roy Face, the small right-handed relief artist of the league-leading Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League, is coming on from the bullpen in left field to relieve McCormick here in the last of the sixth. Well, Mike, worked two and a third innings, allowed at least one run, and the three runners on base now, Scourin on third, Howard on second, and Fox at first, are his responsibility. He was tagged for three base hits, all of them in this inning. He struck out two batters, and he issued three walks. Face is a forkball specialist. He also has a curveball and a fastball. Little fellow last season won 17 straight ball games before he was beaten, and he ended up the year with 18-1. Louis Aparicio of the White Sox is the batter scheduled to hit. Now he's standing off here to the left of home plate while Face takes his warm-up tosses. So far this year for Danny Murtaugh's Bucks, Face has won five and lost four, but he has saved numerous ball games for other Pirate starters. and he sports a handsome earned run average of 2.79. So the American League making some noise here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're trailing 5-1, and they have the bases loaded with only one man out as Face takes his warm-up shots down here to catcher Del Crandall. Aparicio for the White Sox has a .245 batting average with one home run, 26 runs driven in. One of Al Lopez's many fine stars on the south side of Chicago. Right-handed batter, Louis Aparicio. Runners at first, second, and third, and one man out in the bottom of the sixth inning. 5-1, National League leads. Roy Face looks in to get the sign from Del Crandall. Scouring down the line at third, Howard leads at second, Fox at first base. Here's a fork ball, low and outside, ball one. Tony Cuccinello talking it up on the coaching line at third. Wind up by Face. 1-0 pitch. Louis swings and fouls the pitch right off the end of his bat on the ground off here to the right. The count is even. Ball one and strike one. Right-hander Frank Larry of the Detroit Tigers is loosening up now in the American League bullpen. And southpaw Bill Henry of Cincinnati is throwing in the National League bullpen. 1-1 on Aparicio. Bases loaded. One out in the bottom of the sixth. Face has the sign. Small right-hander rocking. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to short. Hanks goes to second for one. Relay to first. Double.